Well, the security situation is deteriorating, and the entire international community here in Darfur is very concerned about the general trend. There is increased banditry along many of the roads throughout Darfur, particularly in remote areas. And, of course, there's ongoing fighting between government of Sudan forces and various rebel groups and organized militias who continue to target civilians on a daily basis.
What about the African Union troops? Are they able to provide enough security?
The role of the African Union mission in Darfur is vital, and they have an essential role to play, not only in observing and monitoring the ceasefire, but also in protecting civilians on the ground. The simple fact of the matter, though, is that there simply aren't enough personnel or resources available, and the international community needs to do more to provide assistance to support their work.
The British charity Save the Children has said that it is pulling out of Darfur because of the security situation. Four of its employees have been killed. What do you think about that decision?
Well, we understand fully the very difficult situation that they're in and how hard it was to reach this decision. We have worked closely with Save the Children throughout Darfur. In fact, both Oxfam and Save the Children have been working in this area for over 20 years. Now, the security situation, as I said, is very worrying, and we are continuing to monitor the situation closely. And at the moment, we are able to continue our programs, but of course, the downward trends are of great concern.
In November, the government of Sudan had threatened to expel the head of Oxfam and Save the Children, saying they had made political statements about the Darfur crisis. Have things improved?
Well, fortunately, that order to expel the head of Oxfam and Save the Children was frozen by the government. Now, the country director for Oxfam did end up needing to leave the country several weeks after that because of problems with his visa. And there is an outstanding issue regarding the bureaucracy that aid agencies face as they try to deliver life-saving assistance to the people in Darfur. We're pleased that the government of Sudan has reaffirmed its commitment to improving access for aid agencies and lifting the bureaucratic restrictions that hinder work in some areas. And we look forward to implementing, for example, their promise to the Canadian Prime Minister that they would remove visa restrictions and extend the fast-track visa process that was agreed for Darfur to apply to all areas of Sudan. And that will be a major improvement for aid agencies as we try to do our work.
With the deterioration of the security situation, what is Oxfam doing to further the protection of its employees?
Well, the deteriorating security does hamper our work, although our programs are continuing. The problem is that many roads are insecure, and there is continued fighting throughout Darfur. So there are a number of locations that we work in that we can only reach by UN helicopter. It's very difficult for aid agencies to ship equipment and essential aid supplies by road because of the banditry and the violence, which can often have tragic consequences, as recently happened in the case of the Save the Children staff who were murdered along the road. This does have an impact on our programs, and we constantly monitor the situation. We share information with other agencies and with the United Nations and try to get the best sense that we can of the situation in any given area to try to continue our work under these very difficult circumstances.